Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks so much, Rachel, and thank you guys for listening to the podcast today. I just want to echo what Rachel said. Man, if you find these helpful, would you consider sharing them with a friend? And if you don't mind, would you subscribe to them? There's a subscription feature that will deliver these every single day right to your device. So it's dead simple to get a little bit of encouragement every single weekday. Well, today I want to talk about this big idea of getting out of the high chair. Now, sometimes I get lost in browsing YouTube. I love watching silly videos, blooper videos, all that kind of stuff. And some of the videos, some of the funniest videos I've ever seen have to do with babies. One of the funniest ones is when they try to taste the lemons for the very first time, just to see their face. If you've never seen this, just look that up on YouTube and check out babies eating lemons. It's so funny. But another funny video is whenever you see the baby that just do a face plant in their birthday cake. Or better yet, take a big plate of spaghetti and pour it over their head. It is so funny just to see what babies do. Well, as funny as all that is, at some point, our hope is that baby would grow up. What's cute at 8 months is a little awkward at 18 years. It'd be weird for an 18-year-old to say, I'm going to do a face plant into cake, or I'm going to pour spaghetti over my head. The hope is that one day this little baby would grow up. And honestly, that's the first step in any of our lives as we follow Christ, to say, I want to grow up. There's a little letter in the New Testament called Ephesians. And if you've been around Sugar Hill Church, you've heard us talk about Ephesians a lot, because honestly, it has a lot to say about the kind of church that we're hoping to be and become. Well, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14, listen to this paraphrase of this verse. It says, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth, and tell it in love like Christ in everything. In other words, here's this idea in verse 14. We're not meant to remain children. See, our heavenly Father has this goal, and this goal is for us to grow up, for us to get out of the high chair and to mature and to develop the characteristics of Jesus Christ, living a life of love, living a life that says, I will humbly serve other people. Here's the sad thing. Too many people that call themselves Christians, Christ followers, they grow older, but they never grow up. They never get out of the high chair. In other words, they're stuck in the high chair. They're stuck in this perpetual state of infancy, spiritual infancy, where they remain in spiritual diapers and spiritual booties. And the reason is they've never intended to grow. See, spiritual growth is not automatic. Your physical body, it'll grow automatically, but spiritual growth is not automatic. It actually takes intentional commitment. You must want it. You've got to decide, I want to grow. You've got to take effort to grow. You've got to persist in growing. See, discipleship is a process of becoming like Jesus, and it always begins with the decision. This is what Jesus said. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, he says, follow me and be my disciple. Jesus said to him, so Matthew got up and he followed him. When the first disciples chose to follow Jesus, they didn't understand all the implications of that. They didn't know what all was going to be the result of that decision. They simply responded to the invitation of Jesus. That's all you need to do to get started. To say, I want to get out of the high chair, to say, I don't want to be a spiritual infant, is to say, I want to become a disciple. Disciple is a learner. It starts, number one, with the relationship with Jesus. If that's never happened, I want to encourage you today, would you consider saying, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner, and that my sin separates me from you. But I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I believe you're alive today. And as best as I know how, I ask you to step out of heaven and into my heart and save me. Now, honestly, there's nothing magical about that prayer, but it's powerful when it's connected to a heart that says, I want to become a disciple. In fact, if you pray that for the very first time, would you drop me an email today, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com? I've got a free little book I'd love to send you and just help you as you start that spiritual growth. But if you already are a believer, if you've already settled that, would today you say, man, I am going to commit to continue to grow in Christ, to get out of the high chair, and to grow in my faith? Well, as I wrap up today, there's two ways I want to encourage you to consider doing that. One is through a small group. This Sunday morning, this next week, we're kicking off our Sunday morning groups and our through the week groups, and there's still time to sign up. Just swing by our website, sugarhill.church, and you'll find an adult section, adult groups page on our website. And you'll also find under the register section a place that you can sign up for a group for you. Try it out this semester. A second tangible way to do that is to connect and call Sugar Hill Church home. This Sunday morning, we have what we call the next membership breakfast. We've got a few spots left. And so if you've never taken that next step in calling this place home, would you consider joining me Sunday morning at 9:30 for a great breakfast, but a conversation about what it looks like to call this place home? If you want more information, you can send me an email again to that email address, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Or even better, just go to our website, sugarhill.church/register, and you can sign up for that. Thanks for being here on the podcast today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.